Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, about to take a look at a very small piece from the middle of Mishnah Aleph of the second chapter. Nishpach Adam Al Haritzpa Uvasafo Pasul. We already saw this dealt with in the first chapter, but if the dam came straight out of the neck of the animal and went straight onto the floor, and then he collected it up and put it in the kli, pasul, in other words, Kabbalat Adam absolutely must be from the animal's neck directly into the kli, and without going onto the floor. So we have to see what the source for this is, and we will see that immediately. Tanu Rabbanan, v'lakacha koin ha'sheach midam hapar. What does that mean? Midam ha'nefesh v'lo midam ha'or v'lo midam ha'tamsit. This is a side piece for us, but this is in the context of the Korban Chatat. He has to take from the dam hapar, which means the essential dam of its lifeblood, and not blood that's in the pelt, and not blood that's dam hatamtzit, which is the blood that's squeezed out afterwards. Midam hapar, what does that mean? Dam mehapar yekablenu, meaning you have to get the dam directly from the par. Tisalkotaitach midam hapar kirichtiv, if you're going to read it literally, midam hapar, that means some of the blood. Midam vafilu miktzat dam, you think it's enough to get some of the blood? V'yamarav ha-shochet tzorich shekabela kol damo shel par. When you do shechita, you have to get all of the blood into the kli. Shnemarav kol damo yishpoch. Even though that pasuk is referring to the shiraim after you've done the netina. Ale midam hapar, dam mehapar yikablenu. So, midam hapar, we have to kind of transmogrify the words, or transfer the letters, and not get midam hapar, but rather dam mehapar. The author of this braita holds that gorinu mosifin vidorshin, meaning that we can take a letter away in one place, add it in another place, and make a drasha, so that instead of midam hapar, it comes to dam mehapar. Okay, gufa, let's take a look at this. We have a rav. Shochet tzorich shekabela kol damo shel par shnemar, but kol damo hapar yishpoch. Ah, v'ha bishirayim k'tiv. But that pasuk is talking about the leftover dam after you've already done the matanot inside. So, eino inyan l'shirayim, it can't be referring to shirayim, because there's no way shirayim can be kol, because shirayim is what's left over. Alayte l'kulei dam. So, today we need the Kabbalah, therefore it must be referring now to Kabbalah. It would push it to the next most obvious candidate, which is Kabbalah. The Kabbalah has to be Kol Adam. I'm Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Hashochet tzorich shegbia sakin milamala, meaning after the shechita, you got to lift the knife up. Shnemar v'lakach midam hapar, meaning the dam has to be the blood that comes out of the par. V'lo midam hapar v'davar acher. There can be nothing else that comes in there, including the dam that's now on the knife. So get the knife out of the way. The dam sakin v'may mekan echle. So how do you clean it off? Abaye b'sfat mazrek. You use the lip of the kli afterwards to clean it off. Kidichtiv, because in Ezra it describes the kelim that Shesh Patzar brought back, and it calls them kforei zahav. Them as mazrekim are called kforei zahav, like something that's mechaper, meaning cleans out. Achisam rav Yirmiya bar Abba shochet tzarich shiitein v'ridin l'tocha kli. When you do shechita, you have to put the veins also into the kli, so that all the dam comes in. In manar rasam rav Yochanan v'ridin tzarich shiiru avir kli. The v'ridin have to see, as it were, the airspace of the kli. They have to get in there. Okay, bar mina rabbi asim rabbi Yochanan. So rabbi asim asked rabbi Yochanan the following question: Hayam mekabel v'nifchetu shulei mazrek ashlo gia dam lavir. Let's say you were doing kabbalat adam, and the bottom of the mazrek fell out, so there's no bottom to it, before the blood got into the airspace of the kli. You know, the notion is that if it already got into the airspace of the kli, then that means it was already in there. But what if it was on the way down? Mahu. Avir she'en sofa lanuach k'munach dami. Do we say that an airspace that really has no place to rest is still considered at rest in the airspace? Olo k'munach dami. Or do we say no, that there has to be a bottom there? Amarle, so Rabbi Yochanan answered him from a strange source. Tidituha, this is a Mishnah in Parah dealing with getting the water for the Parah Duma. Chavit shemunacha tachat hazinuk. Let's say you have a barrel that's right under the stream of water that's coming. Mayim shebetocha shebechutz ala psulin. Any water that comes into the barrel or that are outside of the barrel, meaning above the barrel, are psulin. Tzireif piel hazinuk, but if you attach the mouth of the barrel to the stream, then mayim shebetocha psulin, the water that come into the barrel are pasul, v'shebechutz alakshirin, the stuff on the outside is kasher. Now, hi mai, what kind of proof is this? Because after all it's proving is that the water that's in the airspace above the barrel is already considered to be in the barrel, and therefore pasul as already being in a kli. So hi mai, ba minei avir resh ein sofal anuach, v'kapashel le'avir sofal anuach. This doesn't make sense. Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan a question about airspace that doesn't have a bottom, which means there's no way for it to ever come to rest. And he answered him from a case of a barrel which does have a place to rest. So why was that the answer? So the first answer is Tarte Keboy Minei. Rav Asi really asked two questions. What about Avir Shein Sofal Anuach? And if you say that that's considered at rest, what about Avir Shein Sofal Anuach before it comes to rest? If you say that when there is no bottom, we say that it never came to rest. But Avir Shein Sofal Anuach Mai, what about when there is an air, a place for it to hit bottom? Do we say that once it gets into that space, it's at rest or not? That was version one. Rav Yosef Matni Hacha. That was Rav Yosef's version. Rav Kahana Matni, he had a different version of the question and answer. Chavit ba aminei upashat lechavit. All he asked him was about a barrel, and he answered him from the barrel. He didn't ask him about a bottomless tube. Rabba Matni Chavit Matni ba aminei upashat lemiz mazrek. Rabba has it the opposite of Rav Yosef, that the question was about the barrel, and the answer came from the bottomless mazrek. And here was Rabbi Yochanan's comment. Don't you agree that any mazrek that you have, there's going to be something shooting in the air, and therefore you see that when it's shooting in the air and not yet at rest, it's considered in the kli. Therefore, the same thing with the chavit. In other words, he didn't ask him about a bottomless kli. He asked him about a chavit, and the answer was from a mazrek, a normal mazrek. Now, Tananatam, we have a Mishnah in Para. Natanya do raglo o ale yurakot. If the fellow put his hand or his foot or some vegetable, leaves, over the barrel where the water is coming in, kadesha avrumayim chavit. He made him like a spout so the water would come into the chavit. Psulin. Ale kanim vale gozim. And if you used other kind of leaves, like leaves from reeds, leaves from walnut tree, leaves that are not edible, basically, ksherat, then it's kosher. And zaklah, what's the rule? Davar makabel tuma psulin, davar shana makabel tuma ksherin. If the vehicle for the spout is something that's makabel tuma, then it's pasul, but if not, then it's kosher. Now, manahani mili, what's the source for this? Damar v'yochanan mishum rabbi yosef bar abba makra, the pasuk, talking about a mikveh says, Ach ma'ayan uvor mikveh mayim yihiyat tahor. What does that mean? Havayatan al-yidei taharatahe. The only way to create a proper bore is through things that are not makabel tuma. So therefore, the only way that this chavit is going to include things which are acceptable is if the vehicle for getting the stream water into there is not makabel tuma. Rechi Amar B'Yochanan. Zot Omeret. What's his conclusion from this? Avir kli kechli dami. The airspace of a kli is considered like the kli itself. Because, after all, the thing was coming through the airspace on the way into the petach of the chavit. Maybe not. Maybe we're talking about a case where the water came directly from his hands, and as he had his hands in the stream, and they dripped from his hands straight in, as opposed to being a spout. What are you talking about? Kadesha avrumayim chavitan. The Mishnah says that you put it there in order to move the water into the chavit. You weren't grabbing it and then pouring it in. You were just directing it. This Mishnah that we just learned actually came from an older testimony of Rabbi Tzadok, and this is a Mishnah, of course, in Eduyot, which is as follows. We have testimony about streaming waters that were directed with these walnut leaves that they're still kasher. This happened in a place called Ohalia, which may be Helio, which is a town near Beit Shemesh. And the Chachamim in the Sanhedrin said it was kasher. This is part of all the Eduyot from things that happened during the times of the Mikdash that are in Masachet Eduyot. Am Rabbi Zeir Am Rabbi. Hatsorem ozen hapar. Let's say you cut off a corner of the ear of the par. Hakach kibel damo, meaning you did shechita, and then before doing kabbalat adam, you cut off a piece of the animal's ear. Then pasul. It's invalid. Why? Shenemar lakach midam apar. Kabbalah has to be midam hapar. What does hapar mean? Parsha yakvar. I mean, it has to be the same par that was before. Ashkechan kochi kochim. So we only find now that this ideal or this requirement exists for kochi kochim. Kochim kalim manal. And how do we know that it applies to kochim kalim? Amarava tanya set tamim zachar ben shana. The Torah says that a Pesach has to be set tamim zachar ben shana. What does that mean? Sheyehe tamim uven shana b'shat shchita. You have to shecht it. It has to be the right age and gender and perfection. Now, b'kabbalah b'olachav is become nine. How do I know that it still has to be in that state throughout the process? Tamim lomar yihiyeh. I mean, it has to be. Kol aveyotav lo yu ela tamim uven shana. Everything it goes through, it has to still be tam, which means you can't cut off an ear or anything else. Obviously, you shechted it, but you can't do anything else to it. All the way through the process. Okay? Now, Eitav Abaya challenges that. Rabbi Shua Omer Kol HaZvachim Shem Torah, any korban, Shinishtayar HaMen, Kazayit Basar Kazayit Chelev, even if only Kazayit of meat to eat or Kazayit Chelev to burn is left, Zorekat Adam. You could still do Zorekat Adam, it's not too late. Since you could certainly be Zorekat Adam on something that's no longer Tamim. So the Targumea Ben Shana, they said, oh, so we're not talking about Tamim, we're talking about Ben Shana, meaning that the animal has to be a Ben Shana, not only a Tam of Shechita, but later on. So Mi'ika Midid Vishat Shechita Ben Shana Vishat Halachad Zvika Ben Shtayim. How could you possibly have something that's Ben Shana Shchat Shechita and 5 seconds later, it's not? Because our assumption is you become a Ben Shana when you hit that day, and when you hit the day a year later, you become Ben Shnatayim. And it's all during the same day, Shechita and Zvika, etc. That teaches you that we count exact hours. If the animal was born at noon, so exactly a year later at noon, it becomes already a ben shtayim. He's not a yearling anymore. And therefore, it theoretically could happen that that split second happened between shchita and zrika, and the answer is the animal has to be a proper age all the way through the process. Now, Amarabi Amir Abulazar. He bifnim v'raglah bachutz. Let's say the animal is inside the azara, but its legs are outside. That means the Beit HaShchita is inside. Chatach v'charkach shachat. So if you cut off its legs, and then did shchita, kshera. Why kshera? Because all the dam that's coming into the kli is coming from part of the animal that was inside. Shachat v'charkach chatach psula. But if you did shchita first, then cut off its legs, it's pasul, because some of the dam that's coming in through the shchita is dam that was outside, in the legs that were outside. A timeout. Chatach v'charkach shachat kshera. How could you possibly think you cut off his legs and do shchita, it's valid? Balmum kach kamakiv. You bring a balmum, it's a trefa, you got a lot of reasons why this animal's no good. It's not a trefa necessarily, but certainly it's a balmum. Ela ema, I have to read it as follows. Chatach v'chakach kibel ksheira. It means like this, if you cut off in zid shchita first, then cut off its legs, and then did kabbalat adam, all very quickly obviously, then it's kasher. Kibel v'chakach chatach psula. In the opposite order, it's pasul. So, chatach, chakach, kibel, kshera. Let's talk about the first one. How does that work? Rabbi Zerat, sorim, ozen, bebuchor, vachakach, kibel, damom, pasul. Rabbi Zerat said that if you do shchita on an animal and then cut even a piece of its ear off and do kabbalat adam, it's pasul. Shemar, lakach, midam, hapar, parsha, yakvar. It has to be the animal that it was. By the way, ozen, bebuchor here is perhaps not the proper gear, so he's talking about a par. So, Rabbi amar, vimi, chotech, be'evra, anchemagiela, etzim. He says, here's what you do. You cut through the flesh till you get to the bone. So the animal still has all of its parts. The leg is still there. You just cut off the flesh because in order to get the blood that's in that flesh and the leg out. Kibel v'chaka chatach psula. So let's look at the flip side. If you did kabbalat adam and then cut the leg, it's pasul. Shamina dam muvla be'varim damhu. That tells you that the dam that's inside of the flesh, not part of the circulatory system, but it's inside the flesh, is considered to be dam. So the answer is no, Dilma Shum Sham Nunit. Maybe that's because there's also fat in there, and that fat now makes it basar, which is bachutz. Alright. Sham Vina Basar Kochim Kochim Kalim Shiatsa Fnezukat Adam Pasul. So you see that the meat of Kochim Kalim that was outside before Zukat Adam is Pasul. Because here's the problem. You have this Kochim Kalim, and the leg is outside, and if you didn't cut it first, you did Kabbalat Adam. That means that before Zrikat Adam, some of its flesh is outside. It's pasul. The answer is no. Dumba b'kochim kochim. Maybe we're talking about kochim kochim. All right, let's see something about the difference between kochim kochim and kochim kalim in a few different circumstances. Tanu Rabbanan. Kochim kochim, shchitatam tzafon kibul daman b'chli shayi p'tzafon. All right, we know this rule. It's the Mishnah in Ezehu Makoman, and this is the Tosefta, which is building up off of that, and extending. So it says that you have to do the Shechita in the north side. We remember we had a three-way machloket about where the north side extends to, but you have to do the Shechita in the north side, and you have to do the Kabbalat Hadam in the north side. Okay? Then the Braita continues from where the Mishnah leaves off and says the following. Amad b'darom v'shit yado l'tzafon v'shachat. Let's say you were standing on the south side and you leaned over and did shechita on the north side. Shechitato k'shira, that's valid. But kibel kabbalato p'sula, but if you leaned over and did kabbalah, then it's invalid. You have to be in the north side. Hichnis rosho v'ruvo, but if you stuck your head and most of your body in, even though your feet were on the south side, you stuck in and did kabbalah, kilun chas kulo, it's like you're totally in there and it's valid. Now, pirchasav yatztal darom v'chazra, let's say that the animal was spazzing after its shechita, walked out to the south side and then came back, it's kosher. That's as far as kochim are concerned. However, kochim kalim, of course, the space for shechita is much wider. It is the entire azara. And therefore, they have to be done in the Azara anywhere, and they have to be Kabbalah inside. So sort of a parallel case. Let's say you were standing outside the Azara, stuck your hand in the Shechita, Shechita tok shera. Because we don't care where you are for the Shechita, we just care where that the animal is. Kibel Kabbalah tok psula. But if you reached into the Kabbalah, same thing as we had with Kochim. Kochim, it's invalid. There, you have to be in the proper place. Hichnis rosho v'rubo, but if you're on the outside and stuck most of yourself in, here it's kilu lo nichnas, because your feet are outside of the azara, you're outside. Pirchasavi atzal l'chutz v'chazara, and here if the animal, after shechting it, spazzed, walked out of the azara and came back in, psula. That's psul yotze. Now, shma mina, what do we see here? Basar kochim kalim shatzal f'nez yukat adam, psulim. So the same thing that we saw earlier, because this kochim kalim walked out before Zrikat Adam, and it's Pasul. The answer is no. Dilma ba'aliyah v'l'tera takaveh d'shtei kleot. Maybe that's because of the parts of the animal that are going to go on Mizbeach, the tail, and the kidneys, and the fats, etc. Okay, v'amine avoid is Shmuel Mishmuel. We're going to end this piece with a series of questions that Shmuel's father quizzed him with, and Shmuel was found wanting in every case, and it looks like it was a little bit of a trickery in this, as you'll see. He b'fim v'ragla b'chutz, this we already had. If the animal's inside and its legs are outside, mahu, can you shecht it? Amar leik tiv, ve'vium l'adonai. You have to bring korbanot to Hashem, meaning ashtei kula b'fim. It has to be all inside. Tala v'shachat, meaning let's say that you hung the animal up in the air and did shechita mahu. It's in the airspace of the azara. Amar leik shera, it's valid. Amar le'ishtabash, he says, you're confused, you're wrong, because by inan shechita yerach leika, the shechita has to be by the corner of the mizbeach, and that's not the case, it's in the air. Nitle v'shachat, let's say the coin was hung up, so now he asks him, let's say the coin was hung up in the air, suspended from the air mahu, so Amar le'i just follows the clue from before, and he says, psula. So Amar le'ishtabash, you're wrong about that too, because shechita yerach v'lo shochet al yerach, there's only a demand that the shechita happens that has to happen on the corner, but not that the Shochet has to be on the corner. He could be suspended in the air. Okay, let's continue. Let's say that the Kohen was hung up in the air and did Kabbalat Adam Mahu. So Shmuel, following the lead, says, I guess I don't care if the Kohen's on the ground or not. Amar Leik Shera. Amar Leik Shtabash. You're wrong about that. Ein Derech Sherut Bachach. That's not the way that we do Avodah. Tala V'Kibel Mahu. What if you hung the animal up and did Kabbalah? Amar Leik Psula. So he followed the lead and said that must be Pasul also. And here's a Kal v'chomer, because earlier where the animal was more significant where the coin was, with Shechita. And here with Kabbalah, we said if the coin's up in the air, it's Pasul. Certainly if the animal is Pasul, Amar le'ishtabash said, you're wrong. Shechita al-yarech, v'lo Kabbalah al-yarech. There is no demand that Kabbalah has to be on the arech. So the animal could be suspended. That's Shmuel's father. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye commented, said, I disagree. But koche kochim kulam psulot. Every one of these cases is pasul in koche kochim, bar min nitla v'shachat, except for if the coin's hanging in the air and does shechita, that's valid. But kochim kalim kulam shirot, and all of these cases are valid in kochim kalim, except for nitla v'kibel. if the animal was up in the air, if the coin was up in the air and did Kabbalah, because that's not derech shirut, but otherwise they're all valid. Amarava, Rava challenges, and Maishna talavik kibal v'kochim kalim v'ksheira. Why do you say that if you hung the animal up in kochim kalim, it's valid if you do Kabbalat Adam? Because you're saying da'avir pinim kipinim dami, because if it's over the airspace of inside the Azara, it's like it's in the Azara. But kochim kochim nami, avir tzafon kasafon dami. Should say the same thing about kochim kochim. He's in the airspace of the north side. He's in the north side. Ela amar Rava, Rava said, bein mekochim kochim, bein mekochim kalim ksherot. Everything is kasher. All of these cases are kasher. Except for three. Barmin talav shachar bekochim kochim. If you hung the animal up in kochim kochim, because it has to be al yerach hamizbeach, Safona, and also need levi kibel, if the kohen was hanging up in the air and did Kabbalah, ben kochim kochim, but to kochim kalim, that's always invalid because not derech shirut. Okay. Barmine Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Zeira. This is the end. Hu bifim vetzitzito bachutz. If he's inside and his hair is outside of the azara, mahu, the kohen. Marle lava mart vevium ladunai ach tavo kulam kulalifnim. Didn't we say that to come to Hashem means to have the entire animal inside? Hachanami here also, before Amar lo moed, when the Kohanim come in, means ad shiavo kulo lo moed. His entire being has to come in, and therefore, if his hair is out, it is invalid. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick up with the end of Mishnah Aleph and the attendant Gemara on the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.